I'm Amber.
And I'm Becca.
From cranberries
to cows
and everything in between,
this is Forward Farming. Hey everyone, welcome back to Forward Farming. Today's episode is going to be short and sweet. It is Becca here. Amber is deep into cranberry harvest, so I thought I'd hop on and share 5 tips that I have to make harvest season a little easier, a little bit less stressful. I would love to hear your tips. So when we post this on our social media, I'd love for you guys to comment and share your tips for other farm mamas, farm wives, men, if you're listening, just to kind of make our lives a little bit easier as we get into a super busy season. Before I get into that, though, I feel like I need to make a retraction on last week's episode when I said how well school was going. My, oh my, what a joke. We are now into week 3 of school. The first week was great. We stayed on top of everything. Last week got a little bumpy. There was one day that we were about halfway to school. And I look back at Joe. I'm like, Joe, did you grab your backpack? No. Like, who forgets their backpack? Joe does. That was my bad. I normally pretty good at reminding them, like, get your shoes on, grab your backpack, head out the door. And I forgot that day. So luckily he's in kindergarten, so he doesn't typically have homework or anything that needs to go back. So I just messaged his teacher. I was like, I'm so sorry. But other than that, we're hanging on. We're doing okay. Sophia's got quite a bit of homework this year. Her math homework, you guys. I don't know who changed how we do math, but I don't like it. It's so difficult. I'm trying to keep like high spirits when I'm helping her, because I mean, obviously that's how she needs to learn. That's how the teachers are teaching them. So I'm not going to be like, this is stupid, you know? So I'm trying to be very supportive in helping her and trying to understand it myself. I did get some good suggestions of watching videos on YouTube of like how to do it before I go to help her. I'm just trying to. We're learning together, so that's fun. I'm learning second grade math again. And then she also has a lot of reading homework, which she typically does like to read, but sometimes we get home and she's not in the mood to do it. So we're kind of picking and choosing. I'm trying to like get her outside a little bit, ride her bike, and then we kind of end the night with the reading, which sometimes works, sometimes doesn't. But overall, now that we're back into week 3, so far, knock on wood, we've been doing pretty good. We haven't forgotten any backpacks yet. Joe had his first snack day at school, and we didn't even forget it, you guys. We thought about it the day before, so we had to run to the grocery store. But yeah, so I hope everyone else's school year is going off to a good start. I know a lot of people already have sick kids, which is so frustrating. But hopefully as we go into the fall, we don't see a ton of colds or flu and all that fun stuff. Okay. That's enough about school. As we get into these tips, I also, like, as I was thinking of them, I'm like, wow, these are actually pretty good tips for just, like, school in general or any busy season in general. So even if you're listening and you don't do harvest or think you can't relate, I'm going to bet that you can. All right. So tip number 1, I don't want to call it meal planning because I'm terrible at meal planning. But I'm going to say having a lot of easy meals in your freezer is huge for us. I'm not like a big cook. I'm not going to say that I am. But we do cook a lot with beef and pork and chicken because we raise it. So like it's something that's abundant for us and we usually always have it. So some easy meals that we can make when we're busy are like hamburger helper, hamburgers, brats, things like that. But having meals in the freezer that I can literally just like throw in a pan or throw in the oven is super helpful. I mean, my kids would probably eat frozen pizza every night if I allowed them to. So stock up your freezer, get some pizzas, get some like family. I forget the brand of it. We get them at Walmart. They're giant bags, but it's like pasta and chicken and veggies. I'll think of it after we get done here. But just a really, really good meal that are good. The kids love it and it hardly takes any time to cook. So, you know, if you're a person that does home cooked meals for like your whole crew and stuff like that, God bless you. We have a crew of just our family. Sometimes Joey's dad comes to help. So we aren't responsible for feeding a whole lot of people, but the frozen meal thing is just, it's big for us. That and like crock pot meals. It's just kind of nice to have those tools in your back pocket. All right. Tip number two is to expect the unexpected. I think far too often, obviously we know that we're going to have problems. Sometimes we know that there's going to be like breakdowns, but then normally when it happens, we feel defeated sometimes. Like it's like, you know, I thought that we could make it through without any issues. And I think it's just important to not expect that bad things are going to happen, but when they do happen, take it with a grain of salt. Think of all the things that have been going well and just adjust your attitude so that you're not bringing the mood down, you know? An example of this that I can think of just happened last week. Joey had found a bean head for our combine. Ours either needed a lot of money put into it or we needed a new one. He was able to find one for sale that was about like an hour and a half away from our house. Had bought a new grain cart, like trailer, a header trailer. He bought a header trailer out in Iowa the same day that he was going to get this grain head, and it rode just fine all the way to the implement store. And he was about an hour away from home, and he called me and was like, we have a problem. I'm going to need you to come get me, load up some tools, and come help me out. And I'm like, oh no. A wheel bearing went out on the trailer. And hold on, I'm recording, please. Okay, we're back. I need like a little recording sign in the bedroom window or door. Anyways, okay, so he texted me a list of tools that he needed. Thankfully, my mother-in-law took the kids and I headed out for about an hour. He had to sit there and wait for me. He was on the side of the road. It was like 6:30 at night, 6 o'clock maybe. So all the implement stores were closed. The only store that we knew of that was open to hopefully find a different wheel bearing was a Napa store about like 20 minutes away. So I got there. We went to Napa. They didn't have what we needed. We got something that we hoped could at least like get us off the road, essentially. And we got back and I forgot a grinder. I didn't forget it. We just didn't think that we would need it. And then by some miracle, I remember that a good college friend of mine lived in the area. I called her. They lived like a mile away and her husband came to help us. So anyways, long story short, the wheel bearing that we got from Napa did not work, but it did work enough that we were able to get it off of the highway and we pulled it into the implement parking lot for the night until we were able to fix it the next day. And by we, I mean Joey. I was there for support, moral support. So anyways, the reason I'm telling this story is that whole ordeal, I mean, that could have really been a downer on the night, you know, like it could have been just, we could have been in terrible moods for it, but we are the type of people, normally, I'm not saying we're always like this, but the type of people that can usually find like the good in the situation. Joey kept joking, like, it's our date night. And I'm like, yes, thank you for breaking down an hour away from home on our date night. It was so fun. But it was just one of those things that we kind of always just stayed composed about the whole thing. Like even when it wasn't going our way, I mean, it could have been so much worse. You know, the tire could have blown completely. The tire could have fallen off and then like their grain head could have fallen off. I don't know if that would have been possible, but it could have been way worse than it was. And in the end, we were able to get it off the road and we were able to get home. It's safe. Like we were safe. That was the biggest thing. I think just expecting the unexpected, like if you have any issues, just kind of dealing with them, but like also remembering how blessed you are with everything else and like how much worse things could be. Number three, I should have wrote these down. I did think of them in my head, but I didn't write them down. Number three is to not be afraid to ask for help if you need it. I think a lot of time, especially as moms, we feel like we have to do it all. We have to be able to cook, to keep the house clean, to take care of the kids, to help with harvest in any way that we can. Like, there's so much that goes into it sometimes that I think we forget that there are other people willing to help us. And I know I'm very guilty of this. Like, I don't think of my kids as an inconvenience, but I always think when I have to ask other people for help with them that it is an inconvenience. And it's not. Like, most people are willing to help. We just have to be able to ask for it. Especially like when we had this wheel bearing issue last week. Joey called his mom to take the kids. Like, I would have never thought of that. I would have just brought them with, and I probably would have listened to them whining a half hour in, wondering when we were getting there and where dad was, because they couldn't comprehend how far away he actually was from our house. So ask when you need help. You know, if you need to hire a local babysitter for a couple hours, if you need to hire a cleaning lady, that's something I actually really would like to do. So if anyone has experience with that, let me know. I think the reason we haven't done it is because I feel like my house is too dirty to hire a cleaning lady. Does that even make sense? No, I don't think it does, but it makes sense in my head. Like, I'd have to do some major cleaning before I let someone in because that's just who I am. I'm afraid of people judging me. So ask for help when you need it. If you need to, not only like with the kids and cleaning and stuff, but if you need help making dinner, order some dang pizza. Everyone loves pizza, okay? All right. Tip number four. Did Becca forget tip number four? She did. Guys. Okay, we're gonna skip right into tip number five. If I think of number four, then, others, maybe it'll just be four tips. Number five, give yourself grace. Did you guys hear me? Give yourself grace. It's a busy time of year. Granted, farming always seems to be busy. There's always something going on. But it's such a busy time of year. It kind of goes back with my other tips of like, we feel like we need to do everything. And sometimes we just have to take a step back and work on ourselves, take time for self-care, take time for exercising or reading or talking to a friend, like whatever it is that kind of gives you that peace of mind and like that sense of calmness during a busy season is so important. I think to just give a little shout out, Mary Pat Sass has been waking up at 5 o'clock to take care of herself before she takes care of others. I think that's how she words it. And I commend her so much for doing that. It's not easy to wake up super early. It's not easy to motivate yourself to work out. For some people, maybe it is. I'm talking about experience for me. But every morning when I watch her stories, it reminds me that I need to be taking that time to take care of myself. I had, not this last week, but the week before, I had started waking up at 5:30, and eventually I would like to maybe work out a little bit or at least get a walk in the morning. I always feel so much better when I do that. It's one of those things. I think I need to just get used to getting up early and then kind of ease into that, not make like huge changes. But I start getting up at 5:30, drinking my coffee, mostly in peace, like before the kids wake up. They typically wake up between 5:30 and 6, so it's not always quiet. Sometimes I get to listen to Bluey. Just kind of like catching up on social media. That's sometimes calming to me just to like watch people's stories and stuff. And just taking time for myself to enjoy my coffee. That was awesome. I did it for about a week, I think. And then I got my period and I was like, okay, I just really need sleep. So I did take about a week off just because I knew that my body needed the rest. But this week I'm back to my 5:30. It sucks because I feel like I'm starting from the beginning again. It's not super easy to just roll out of bed. And I think it's so funny that when I was at the dairy, if I had to milk cows, I was up at 2:30. And if I was feeding calves, I was up at like 4, 4:30. No, I was up at 4 because I had to leave at 4:30. And I did that for so long. And granted, I was tired like a lot, but it's just ironic to me how hard it is to wake up at 5:30 when I spent like 15 years of my life waking up so early. So I think it's just one of those things. Like, I'm obviously giving myself grace. I know that some days I'm not going to get up at 5:30, especially if my body is telling me that I need to rest. I have an Aura ring. I don't know if you've got one. I absolutely love my Aura ring. I have had it for over a year now, and it's a good tool to kind of have in my back pocket to not only like keep track of my health and how I'm doing, but to also give me those reminders of like, hey, you kind of overdid it yesterday. Like, maybe take it easy today. So that's been super helpful. But yeah, give yourself grace. A little bit of self-care never hurt. Maybe that was my number 5 or number 4, whatever one. But I feel like maybe that was 4.5 tips. But that's what I'm going to leave you guys with, because I don't really remember what my last one was. Bless this mess. Someday I will be the type of person. No, I won't. I will not ever be the type of person to have like an outline for a podcast. Okay. Well, that is what I'm going to leave you guys with. I hope that everyone has had a great week. I hope that if you are in harvest or starting harvest, or maybe you're already done with harvest, I hope that you stayed safe. I hope that it was a beautiful time. I hope that you got to spend time with family and that you didn't break down too bad. And I also hope that people are going to get fall-like temperatures pretty soon, because it's kind of crazy that we are still in like the upper 80s in the middle of September. And that's coming from a girl that loves summer. But at this point, I'm like, can we be done? Okay. If you guys are not following us, you can go follow us on all the things for Fort Farming Podcast. We would love if you left us a rating and review. You can do that on Spotify, Apple, Facebook, or you can just send us a happy message. We would love to hear from you. And like I said, if you have any tips for harvest, we would love if you could go to our latest post on Instagram and share those to help everyone else out. And make it through another beautiful harvest. I think as long as we don't look at grain prices, we should stay in good moods. If you're not following Amber yet, you can follow her at Cranberry Chat. She is in cranberry harvest, so her content lately has been awesome. Cranberry harvest is always awesome to me. And you can follow me at Becca Hilby. We are staying quite busy. We have a couple calves due soon, and we also have a pig that is due very soon. I think she's due the 28th, so you should be getting some piglet content on there pretty soon. And also, this is turning into a shameless bragging, but that's okay. I think sometimes it's okay to brag for ourselves. If you guys want to follow us on Hilby Family Farm, we were honored to be named the Tri-State Farm Family of the Year for the livestock category. So that has been what a blessing. I couldn't even believe it when we got the call. That's been super fun, though. We had a photographer come out. We had a videographer come out. And we had someone come out and do an interview. They just released it. If you're local, it's through the Telegraph Haler, TH Media, in their Farm Life September issue. So go check that out if you're local. I think you can get online, too, but you have to have a subscription. So anyways, I am done talking. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we will catch you next week. Bye.